Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on storage and the convergence between HPC and AI. I'm Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor with Computer Weekly. And with me, I have Jeff Whittaker, who is VP for marketing and product management with Panasas. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, Anthony.
And the first question, Jeff, is what are the challenges organizations face when it comes to storage for high-performance applications?
So it's a great question. So when it comes to high-performance applications, one of the things that, if you look at it as a broad scale, the application is trying to get to results fast, right? It's trying to get to a decision. It's trying to get information back for the environment that they're doing the application. And one of the things that we see is often there's a heavy reliance on the compute side of this and sometimes an over-reliance. And a lot of times that can be figured out, that can be resolved by looking at, you know, what does a typical application environment look like? It's compute, it's network, and it's storage. And I say storage third because often storage is the last thing that's thought about on trying to get performance out of an application environment. And one of the things that we like to look at is, when it comes to an application, what are the data needs, right? Does what kind of throughput is required? What kind of latencies are required? What is it going to take for that application to run as efficiently as possible? And often, customers have looked at, or partners have looked at, solving the challenge by throwing more compute at making the applications faster. But really, the bottleneck comes around storage, and it's important for people to understand. When it comes to their environment, they should look at the data needs before they go and try to solve the problem with just compute. So it's really a matter of trying to build an efficient environment, get the results that they need. They need to look at, you know, what type of a storage environment can solve the challenges of their application.
Thanks, Jeff. And so the next question that follows on from that is, what are the key trends you're seeing, particularly around the convergence of HPC with high-end enterprise storage and AI, ML, et cetera?
So HPC has traditionally been an application environment that needs a lot of data. And a lot of times the storage environment needs to be something special that can scale and address the throughput so that the compute doesn't just sit there idle. It needs a lot of data coming in there. And what we've started to see is with the AI world and getting beyond just the development and coming up with ideas, as AI environment, you know, they're essentially applications, right? It's an AI environment is trying to process a lot of data and get to a result, especially during the training process. There's tons of data being pumped into compute. So in this case, it's often GPUs that are used, and those are expensive, and no one wants to sit there and have those idle. So how fast can you pump the data into an AI environment is critical to how fast the application can run or the AI training can run. So if you look at it, it's almost on par with what an HPC environment typically looks like, where you're ingesting a ton of data, trying to get to a result. In an AI environment, you're ingesting a ton of data to get to a result. So you really need to look at what those data needs are for that training process or for the different types of HPC workloads and try to solve the challenge from there. And the one difference that we see here is often in an HPC world, we see very large files being pumped into the compute. Whereas in the AI side, we see tons and tons and tons of smaller files being pumped into the compute. And really that bottleneck becomes how fast can you get the data into the compute so that you can get to a result. And really going out there and saying, can a traditional enterprise storage environment solve that need for you? You know, it's latency, it's throughput. You know, traditional environments typically have a very large or have the ability to have small latency, but trying to get very scalable throughput is very challenging. And that's when you start to look at different type of architectures like parallel solutions that can scale consistently, depending on how much performance that you need. You know, it's one of the areas that Panasus plays in, you know, is really solving that challenge of ingesting tons of data into those compute environments.
That's excellent. That's all we have for today on this podcast. And for more on storage and data and high-end enterprise storage, please visit computerweekly.com.